with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a pit bull.
It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope you're kicking off your weekend. A little bit chilly. You know, we had some 70s that teased us, and now we're back in the 50s. And welcome to spring in Michigan. But my tulips are up, so I got to call it spring.
Yeah.
But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, buddy. Good morning, Conrad. Welcome to the Grilling Guys. It is still the smokiest show on the airwaves.
Absolutely.
14 years running almost.
100%.
13 and a half. The first segment, Jop always hems and haws if I talk about something non-grilling, but I have a hard time having this large audience and not trying to warn or at least give a heads up to some things that are going on. And as you watch, I don't care which news you watch, you shouldn't watch the news anyway, but the country is in just deep doo-doo. Every big city, I don't know if you see any of this stuff
mm-hmm.
or not.
Mm-hmm.
They're attacking police in New York. I mean, it looks like...
The part that bothers me the most is that people that do bad things are caught by the police, and then it seems like the district attorneys all just turn them back onto
well,
the street.
That's exactly what's going
and,
on.
And it's like, that never happened. I don't care what political party you're with.
Thank you.
That never happened in America before, and it happens a lot now.
It's not politics to say that.
Right.
But I think you have to look at how those guys get elected, because DAs are, that's an elected post.
Right.
And there's dark money that's been flowing in there for the last 10, 15 years through open borders. And George Soros' group, really the richest, probably one of the richest serpents in the world.
Yep.
But he's, you know, he's taken down a bunch of governments.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
He's banned in certain countries because he's made their currencies collapse. And he's not a good guy.
Yeah.
Not a good
yeah.
guy.
Well, I don't have a lot of influence over him, but I just can observe and watch this, and it's like, it's wrong.
No, it's
wrong.
A call to action. You all have to get involved locally and watch what is going on in your town.
Right.
Your little school boards, your town councils. I mean, the school boards, they've gone after the school boards. I saw it in my own district, and I won't say who that is, but, you know, they're pushing, you walk into the school, and they're pushing all this trans and rainbow everything, and it's like, this is supposed to be math and English and shop class. Got rid of that, too.
Right, yeah.
You know, and instead, it's just turned into, you know, I know a guy and his wife who homeschooled their four kids, and you ought to see these four kids. They're not, you know, they like to stigmatize homeschoolers as, you know, oh, they're nerdy, they can't, no social interaction. I met this 16-year-old daughter, and I thought she was in college, the way she portrayed herself or presented herself and conducted civil discourse.
Right.
You know, it was just...
conversational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you have to get involved locally. I'll leave it
right
at that. But we got to pay attention, because this was the greatest country in the world, and... some people don't want that to be.
Right.
Obviously, that's why we're being invaded.
Right. Yeah. It stinks.
And it's happened all over Europe.
Well, it's happened all over.
Period. I was just seeing a news thing on Ireland. They were showing and they're capturing these governments. That's the thing. They're capturing the governments.
Y'all listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Every once in a while, you know, one of the premises of this show, in Bob's defense here, is that we started this thing 14 years ago.
At Deer Camp.
With a couple guys sitting around just talking about stuff, and we were cooking when we were doing it. And it's like, it's morphed into this, and apparently there's a few of you that like it, because we're still doing it. But at the end of the day, all this stuff is stuff we talk about when we're standing on our deck grilling.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big tenets of this show is really nothing's out of bounds as long as it's clean but if it's on your mind, we like to talk about it.
And so, what's on my mind, I put a picture on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I used to harass you about the foil packets and
stuff.
Sure,
yeah.
Did you see the picture I posted?
No, I did not.
Well, I've said over the airwaves here for a year or two why I don't use foil for my wrap anymore.
Right.
And that's because I used to do my ribs that way in particular. And it's something in the seasonings, likely, the fat and the salt and sugar or something, but it dissolves the foil. And I was talking with Conrad before you got here, and I pulled some cheesy potatoes out of the freezer that were in there maybe 4 months.
Yep. And already made.
It was dissolving on the surface of the frozen cheesy potatoes.
Really?
And I thought, oh, and I really wanted to make them last night. And I pulled them out, and I see the holes in the foil, and I'm like, you're kidding me. Not again.
Wow, so, I've never had that happen. And I'm not denying that it does. But
I'm sure.
I just never had that. I don't freeze in foil, though. I vac seal everything in the bags.
Well, for the most part, I do, too. But sometimes, you know, it's late in the night, and you've got a couple pans of this or that, and they're already covered in foil, and you just I threw it in the freezer. And there's very few things I'll put in the freezer. Sometimes if my wife makes a big batch of pasties, I'll wrap those up. Those haven't had an effect. But I guess the warning is here, when you see these foil packs you can grill in and all these things, you got to understand that foil is not as natural as we're led to believe. Like, oh, it's just aluminum. Well, it is aluminum. I don't think it's intended to be in your body.
Yeah. So, you know, full disclosure, I did a big cook this weekend for a charity. We raised a bunch of money for a guy that has terminal brain cancer. It was a great event. One of my coworkers hosted it, and I just showed up and fed what was supposed to be 200 people. It turned out to be 350. We stretched it. We didn't get all the way done, but we got there. But my point is I did a dozen pork butts for that, and I wrapped every one of them in foil. But the foil's only on them from 150 degrees to 200 degrees, and then I take it back off. And I've not ever seen any degradation of the foil in that.
Yeah,
but it's
I used
on there
to do
maybe
that
2 or 3 hours.
I used to do that, too, and I noticed in particular with ribs is when it would eat through the foil.
Huh.
So I think it's when it's, I don't know if it's, I don't understand.
Are your ribs on a smoker, though? They're
not on, because
I thought maybe it was such a function of the heat, but the smoke is indirect.
So my takeaway is pink butcher paper.
Yeah. Yep. I got
it. It doesn't crimp and fold as nice. It's not as watertight, or, you know, you can't make a pouch out of it, but I've been using it for years and it works well.
Yeah. One of the things I like about the foil, and I'm not defending, I'm just going to tell you, you mentioned it, it's not watertight. When I put that around those pork butts in that last 50 degrees that they're cooking for me, that renders a lot of moisture out of there. And I love having quite a little bit of that to mix in with my pork when I pull
it. Have you ever noticed when you slide, and I know what rack you're using, I've used it for years.
Right.
Nice rack.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed when you sometimes pull a butt or something off that the grate itself kind of wants to tear the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
And by the time you get that butt onto the table, there's a stream of grease that's all up your leg and all over your shirt.
Yeah. It's happened to all of us.
Yeah. So butcher paper, in its defense, butcher paper does not do that.
Right.
It doesn't stick to the grate, and it doesn't rip that easily,
right.
Believe it or not. Yeah, and you'll notice the butcher paper will get all greasy.
Right.
But I always double wrap it in butcher paper.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think I highly recommend it. I just think it's the older I get, and I'm getting pretty darn old, I think about health and how to keep people healthy.
Yeah.
And how not to make the mistakes I've made.
Speaking of which, I had that lovely experience this week is – not eating for 2 days, cleaning yourself out, going and getting that colonoscopy.
Nice.
The moral of that story is I'm clean and I'm healthy, which is a peace of mind. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't will that process on anybody because I tell you what, it wasn't painful at all. It was just damn inconvenient to not be able to do anything.
But we lost a dear friend who never got one and
right.
died of colon cancer.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's important.
Yes.
Yep. So there you are. Another thing on the grill, grilling guys.
No, I hope you're ready for some steak.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Coming up next, we're really going to get to some grilling. I promise you that. We're going to talk about steak techniques and some things that are grossly underrated, but you're going to want to listen about it because between Bob and I, I'm pretty sure we've cooked about a million steaks, and we got some tips and techniques. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.